All right, we are live. Welcome back to Fit Body Secrets, where my mission is to bring you guys motivation, inspiration, and a ton of tips to help you guys all on your fitness journey. And today's episode, I'm going to have to break down into a couple of episodes because I put a question out on my polls. If you guys have any questions related to fat loss, I'm going to be doing a fat loss Q&A. And I did get quite a few responses, and I want to make sure that I give each response the detail that it deserves so that you guys can honestly walk away with the value that you guys came here for. So first things first, if you get any value out of this episode or any of my episodes, please make sure that you like, subscribe, and also DM me or send me a message. Let me know that you got some value out of it, because that is my main goal and my main purpose. And I also wanted to start by saying, all right, let me just deviate a little bit and say thank you all for reaching out to me and your hugs, your prayers, and all that stuff. Much appreciated for sure. It's kind of been a little bit of a funky week for me, and I did my crying this morning. I did my crying yesterday, and I'll probably cry again later on today, but I did lose my dog, and it was a little bit sudden. It was not something that we expected. We were thinking that it might've just been vertigo, but she was 15 years old, and it looks like she may have had possibly a brain tumor. And so it all hit us pretty suddenly on Sunday. And so it's kind of been a lot of processing, and it just, I wanted to start by just saying thank you, because I know that I've been posting some photos of my dog, and mostly because I wanted to be able to have those pictures as memories to look back on next year and remind myself of how awesome she was. We've been through some tough times together, for sure. For those of you guys that have known me for a long time, you know a little bit about my journey earlier on in CrossFit with her. And if you don't know, I'll share that at some point, but I just wanted to first just say thank you to everybody that reached out. It definitely does mean the world to me, you know, so I do like to connect with everybody. And my main purpose for putting that out there is honestly, I know that we're all human. We all struggle. We all have those things. And it's important sometimes to allow ourselves just to feel. And I was in my feels. So that's pretty much it. But let's get into the questions that I have so far for today. And some of the questions are really good. And that's why I wanted to make sure that I break it down, because I want to make sure I have enough time and that you guys don't get lost, you know, because I know that when I'm listening to a podcast, like I love some listening to some really good podcasts, but sometimes they're like 2.5 hours. And I'm like, this is going to take me too long. I'm going to have to listen to it in sections. And I'd rather just break mine down a little bit more. So we're going to start off with the first question that is actually probably going to answer a lot of the other questions on here, but it's a really good question. Question number one, what are the most effective diet plans for fat loss? I love, love, love this question. Why? Because it just unveils the problem that I see in the world of people trying to make nutritional changes. Essentially, people are looking for a diet plan for fat loss. And the main thing that you should be looking for is, what is the most sustainable way of eating that I can stick to long-term, but is also going to be able to be controlled in a way that's going to allow me to lose fat? And that is why I don't teach a specific diet. I don't teach a specific protocol. I do teach a protocol, but when it comes down to the most effective plan for fat loss, it's not necessarily the diet. It's okay, how can you stick to the diet? Are you eating meals that you enjoy? You've got to get yourself into a calorie deficit. So if you don't understand how fat loss works, I will send you my episode on creating calorie deficit. And you have to make sure it's maintainable and sustainable for you. So the most effective plan for fat loss, let me actually say this. Let's just take out the word diet. And let me say, what is the most effective plan for fat loss? If you want to be able to control the speed of your fat loss and feel good in the process, you should be tracking your food, keeping an eye on your calories, getting in enough protein, and the speed at which you want to lose weight will be dictated by, honestly, how much you can actually manage putting yourself into a calorie deficit. So if you can handle a little bit bigger of a deficit, meaning you can eat a little bit less or move a little bit more, you're going to see progress a little bit faster. But the most important thing is you have to be able to maintain it long enough to be able to lose the fat. A lot of people focus on, you know, the first couple of weeks of a diet plan. And that's not the easiest time. That's the easiest time. The hard time is what really matters, which is beyond those first 2 or 3 weeks. So don't be in such a rush. The most effective plan is one that you can stick to long-term. Should not be a diet involved in that. there are a lot of dieting protocols that might help you dial things in. And when it comes to the most effective diet in general, I think that all of you guys should have an understanding of what 80-20 looks like. So 80% of your diet should be coming from primarily whole foods, minimally processed, complex carbohydrates, eliminating or limiting your refined sugar, your refined carbs and sugar, and really making sure that you're getting in enough protein, enough fiber, enough fruits and vegetables. And the other 20% can be the fun stuff. It's the couple of nights out a week where you decide that you want to have a slice of pizza, or you want to go out for sushi, or you want to have a couple of drinks. That's going to be the most sustainable diet. And then it's just a matter of learning how to control your calories and tweak things in order for you to get that fat loss to happen. So hopefully that question was giving you some direction that maybe you shouldn't be looking for a diet you should be looking for a diet for fat loss. You should be looking for what nutritional changes do I need to make in my nutrition that are sustainable, that are going to likely be hard. So a lot of people have to change some habits that obviously doesn't feel natural or doesn't feel easy. But then how can I tweak the amounts of that food in order for me to lose fat is actually the better question. Question number two, this is a really good one. And I'm actually going to pull it up because it was a little bit longer in my Facebook group. Let me go ahead and go back to that one. How do I know if it's actual fat? But I guess more importantly, how do I for sure maintain my muscle? I've lost 30 plus pounds last 2 years and my scale fat percentage barely budges. I'm sure these scales aren't accurate. So what is? Okay. I love this question. It's actually kind of two questions in one. The first question is, how do I know that I'm actually losing fat? Well, she's on the right track by saying she should be looking at body fat percentage, not just the scale. But a couple of things that you can do to ensure that you're losing primarily fat and not muscle is, as I talked about in the first question, the most effective strategy for losing fat, you want to make sure you're getting in enough protein and that you are following a strength training program. Okay. Those two things are going to be the best thing that you guys can do to preserve your lean muscle tissue. And I'm just going to go over to my, can you guys all hear me okay? I want to make sure that you guys can hear me okay. Bruce, can you hear me okay? Please tell me that you guys can hear me okay. Because listen, I'm the tech girl I'm like the not tech girl, and I'll be talking here for an hour. In fact, this happened to me. And like all of a sudden I'll find out that my speaker wasn't working. Okay, good. We can hear me okay. Thank God. I probably should have tested that first and foremost. I gotta love you, Bruce. You just got me. Thank you so much. All right, cool. So the two questions, let's kind of start with the first one is, yes, you want to be looking at body fat percentage, not just weight, and ensuring that you are following a strength training program and that you are also getting in enough protein are going to be the two things that you can do to make sure that you are maintaining your lean muscle mass. If you have a considerable amount of weight to lose, or you are still new to strength training, you can actually build muscle while in that fat loss phase as well. It's obviously that's what most people want, right? That body recomp. Those are the two things that you want to make sure of. You can also be making sure that you are getting your body fat tested regularly. Now, the thing about body fat testing, and I'm going to kind of go into her second thing. She said she's lost 30 plus pounds and her scale fat percentage barely budges. The body fat scales that you guys have at home are not accurate at all. In fact, it'll tell me that I'm like 22% body fat. And I'm telling you right now, I am not 22% body fat. So I know that those scales are off a lot. I don't think that the in-bodies can be somewhat accurate, but they can still be off and they can be skewed very easily. So if you are going to use an in-body, which is what most people are going to have access to, the best way to use an in-body to measure your body fat percentage is going to be to do it, you know, after a rest day, first thing in the morning, empty stomach, after you've been lightly hydrated. So having maybe a glass or two of water and then going in. And then you want to make sure that you're comparing apples to apples. So the next time that you go in, you want to kind of have that same exact scenario. So after a rest day, a little bit of water, after you've used the bathroom, no food. This way you're getting an accurate gauge in your change. But these scales or these, in-body machines can still be off by 2-5%, you know? So it's really important. I think the better thing to be looking at is how are your clothes fitting? Your clothes should be getting bigger. And like, how are your measurements changing? Those are two signs that you're losing fat and not muscle. Muscle is very expensive on the body, guys. So if you are in a fat loss phase and you're like, I'm losing weight, but I'm not getting enough protein. Well, you might feel really good because the scale is moving, but you're honestly not getting the weight loss that you want because your body likely isn't going to be changing. You can, because muscle is so expensive, your body is going to try and conserve the energy, AKA the body fat, and it's going to burn off the tissue because that's requiring energy. So if you're not using it, you're going to lose it. So hopefully that answered your question. Make sure that you are getting in enough protein, enough strength training, and you can also maybe look at measurements, how your clothes are fitting, or even doing some kind of an in-body testing to help you make sure that you are kind of tracking your body composition changes. All right. Next question is another long one from my Facebook group. And if you guys are not in my Facebook group and you want to be in my Facebook group, just shoot me a message and I'll send you the link. All right. How to navigate fat loss when someone is chronically under eating and has an aversion to higher intensity cardio? 5'6", 50-year-old female, 900 calories. The thought is to bring their calories up while strength training, but the fat isn't coming off. The person is gaining muscle, but also weight. But reducing calories seems counterintuitive. This is a really, like, there's a lot of things going on in this question. First and foremost, chronically under eating and aversion to higher intensity cardio. So I guess what it comes down to first and foremost is chronically under eating. If you have been chronically under eating and your weight is not moving, okay, the first thing you have to do is you have to be comfortable resetting a little bit and getting yourself comfortable eating enough calories. And if you have only been eating 900 calories a day, and you can go online and you can find any online calculator, and it's going to say, like, you know, you'll type in your age, your height, your weight. It's going to give you a rough idea of your BMR, your basal metabolic rate. And it's also going to give you a rough idea of your calorie expenditure with your activity levels factored in. If you are well below your BMR, the first step is going to be getting you closer to your BMR, okay? So you have to actually take fat loss off of the radar right now and understand that you're not going to lose weight until you get your body healthy again, okay? So we need to get you actually comfortable eating enough calories. So that starts by bringing you up to from 900 calories, because I'm going to tell you, at 5'6", 50-year-old female, you definitely have a BMR that's much higher than 900 calories, even if you had zero body or zero muscle tissue on you. So step number one is you've got to do a calorie rebuild. Like you said, the thought is to bring their calories up while strength training, but the fat isn't coming off. The fat likely is not going to come off until you get your body eating a little bit more food. The second piece of this is, and this is never to call people out for, like, not doing the work, but what I often find is that a lot of times people are under reporting how many calories they're consuming. And this is very common, where I'll have women that will eat like 900 calories or 1,000 calories or 1,100 calories, whatever it is, 4 or 5 days out of the week, but they're not realizing how much the alcohol they're drinking or the little snacks, the little BLTs that they're having throughout the day, or their weekends might actually be offsetting their calories throughout the week. So you want to make sure that if you are truly struggling with losing weight and you are truly only eating 900 calories, that you are truly only averaging 900 calories over the course of 7 to 10 days. And so the best way to do that is to do an actual food audit where you literally track every single thing like a hawk for 7 to 10 days. Like, this way you get to see how do your weekends to your weekdays change. Oftentimes, that's the first place to start. And then, yes, you want to slowly increase your calories and you want to find your ceiling. The goal, and this is, I'll be honest, guys, a lot of people are like, I don't want to gain weight in a reverse diet or a calorie build, which is one of my questions, but I'm going to save that one for the next episode. Okay. You really shouldn't be gaining a bunch of weight in a calorie build to bring yourself up to maintenance. If you are doing that, it means you're going into a calorie surplus. You're going to see some weight fluctuations and the weight might go up a pound or two in the first week, but that's mostly because you're adding in carbohydrates and you're adding in food volume. That's not fat. So you'll likely see the weight go up a couple pounds, but it should pretty much stay there once it settles. So you want to slowly add things back in. The second thing that you mentioned was you have an aversion to higher intensity cardio. You don't have to do high intensity cardio in order to see results. In fact, a lot of people will do better doing a lot more lower intensity cardio. Walking is underrated. I know that I'm a CrossFitter. I love the high intensity stuff, but that's not for everybody. You don't have to do that. In fact, a lot of my clients, they get programmed just basic overall strength work. And I will tell them, hey, go for a 10 to 15 minute, you know, light bike or go for a walk or whatever it might be. I'm more focused on that. If you like high intensity cardio, then do the high intensity cardio. But strength training for sure should be a component of your program. The person is gaining muscle, but also weight. So I think the last piece of this is you did not notate your weight for me. So you put 5'6", 50 years old. I don't know how much you weigh. Okay. So this is also an important component of this as well, is that you might be focusing so much on a number on the scale. And if you are somebody who is, I hate using this term, but it's the truth, quote unquote, skinny fat. So like you might be at a healthy weight, but your body doesn't look the way you want it to. You don't have the muscle tone. You actually might need to get conditioned to understand that the scale is not really what you should be focusing on. The changes in your body are what you should be focusing on. And the scale might actually go up a little bit, but you might actually look better and actually your clothes might fit better by doing that. So you have to, I actually would need to see photos of you. It sounds crazy, photos, and also know what your body weight is, because if that is the case, then you might just need to get comfortable. Okay, the body that I want, losing this fat is going to require me to put on a little bit of weight. And like, here's the example is you could be 5'6" and 120 pounds. And I'm 5'4" and right now let's call me 125 pounds. Okay. So even though I might weigh more than you, I might be a leaner look because I've got less body fat and more muscle tissue. And so that's where you have to understand if you are somebody that is, you know, at a healthy weight, but you need to build some muscle, you might have to get comfortable with that number going up a little bit. Again, though, if that's not the case, maybe you are holding on to a lot of excess body fat. You might need to also reverse diet and then start to cut things out. So the goal really honestly for you is going to be to get your calories built up if that is the case. And then we can put you into a calorie deficit based on when we do that calorie build. So hopefully that makes sense. And guys, if you got questions in the chat, I am going to come over there and look. I'm just trying to keep myself going here. And then I'm going to go into those questions if you guys have any more. So if you guys have questions about fat loss, pop them in the chat as well. All right. The next question. I love this because it kind of adds on to what we talked about in my first one. How many calories should I be eating to lose fat? This is a really good question. And it kind of, again, these are all kind of, you know, intertwining a little bit. In the first question, we talked about the most effective diet plan. As I mentioned, the most effective diet plan is eating the foods that you're going to be able to stick to. It's getting you the nourishment you need, but you've got to control the calories, right? So how many calories now should we be eating to lose fat? Well, as I just mentioned in my last question, we have to know what your ceiling is. So essentially, the best way to figure out how many calories you should be eating to lose fat is you want to start by figuring out what your maintenance calories are. Online calculators are going to give you a good understanding of about where you should be, but there's still a calculation based off of an algorithm. And that's not, your body's not like an algorithm, right? We have a lot of things that factor into, you know, what our body needs, stress levels, the types of food you're eating, how much you're eating right now, your hormones, all that stuff is going to play a factor and obviously cause maybe some fluctuations in where your total daily energy expenditure should be. So the best way to do this is to start with a 7-day food audit. Okay, so actually take time and do the food audit. Get an idea of how many calories you're consuming over the course of the week. Not just a snapshot, not just one day. Actually look at a Saturday versus a Monday so that you know, okay, on average, I'm taking in 1,500 or 1,600 calories or 25 or 2,600 calories, whatever it is, okay? Now that you know that, you also want to have an idea of where your BMR is and where your TDE is. If you are somebody that is under eating a lot and you're not seeing weight loss, you might also have other symptoms like low energy, maybe some hormonal stuff going on, maybe your gut's off, maybe all that stuff. You might want to start first by building things up a little bit just to get you feeling a little bit better. But once you know you're at that, you know how much you're eating, the goal is you're getting yourself to those maintenance calories. And then we can take anywhere from 10 to 15%, 20% max off of those calories to get you to lose fat. And that's going to give you about, we'll call it a half a pound to 2 pounds a week, depending on how much weight you have to lose. Really, it should be based more so on a percentage of your body weight, because obese, overweight people typically in their first dieting attempt will see a faster fat loss, more rapid weight loss earlier on, and then it will kind of slow down if they're at a healthy place hormonally. So you want to make sure that you know your ceiling, so maximize your calorie intake, and then take 10 to 20% off of that. And guys, this is why it's so important not to just jump into a calorie deficit. I see this all the time, that people want to lose weight. And so the first thing they do is they go online, they find a calculator, and they're like, all right, those are my calculations for losing 2 pounds a week. And then they find themselves starving all the time, not consistent, because it does not understand what you're currently eating. You have to know how much you're currently eating, because that's going to make it so much more sustainable for you. So the short answer is getting to maximum calories and then taking 10 to 20% off of that. You also want to make sure, as I mentioned, that you're keeping your protein intake steady. We don't want to take away from protein. We're taking from carbs and fats. And then the last question I want to answer here before I go over to the chat is a little bit more of a longer winded one, but I'm going to kind of summarize it. Essentially, I can't seem to stay committed to anything. How do you get past the mental battles of dieting? And it was actually a pretty long conversation I'd been having with this person, where she's been like trying to lose weight and she's got quite a bit of weight to lose. And she just keeps starting things and not finishing them. She can be good for a couple of days and then falls off. And, you know, she's just really having a hard time staying committed. And there's a lot of factors into this, right? So you have to look at your dieting history, how long you've been trying to diet, because all of those beliefs you've had about your failures in the past are also shaping your beliefs about what's possible in the future. So if you've done a bunch of things and nothing's working for you, you're going to keep telling yourself, this is one more thing I'm trying. So you never actually commit to it. If you've been doing it alone the entire time, you're just like going online, Dr. Google, and you're always doing the same thing. You're researching things and you're trying this out and you're trying that out. Maybe you're jumping on some challenges and you're always trying to go at it alone. You might be missing the thing you need, which might be some support and accountability. So this way, you know exactly that what you're doing is actually going to be effective, and you have someone to check in when you are feeling a little bit low, and that you know that you're focusing on the right details. And I think that that comes down to another thing that really popped in my head when I was reading this, was making sure that the plan you're following is actually something that feels good to you. It feels like, obviously it's hard to make changes, but you should be feeling good about the changes you're making. And that kind of goes into the first question about, you know, building a sustainable diet for fat loss. You're not looking to build a sustainable diet for fat loss. You're looking to build a sustainable diet for life. And fat loss is just a small snapshot of that. So I think that making sure that the method you're using is something that is flexible enough to allow you to enjoy living your life. It doesn't take away from your life. I find that a lot of people that struggle with finding something that they can stick to long-term struggle with overwhelm in their life. They have a lot of, you know, busy schedules and things going on. They just feel like they just don't have the time to focus on nutrition. So finding something that really fits your lifestyle is important. And I think that accountability, guys, I am a nutrition coach, and I can plug nutrition coaching because I fully believe in it. I have a coach because I know the value in having a coach. It's not about what you know. What you know doesn't matter if you don't apply it. Okay. So what you think you know, you don't really know if you're not using it. And that's what I fully believe in. And I do think that a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about fat loss and about nutrition in general. So hopefully that was helpful. I think the main thing for you is, you know, looking at why you're not getting committed. Is it because you're trying things and you're not really feeling like they're in line with the values that you have or the foods that you enjoy? You know, obviously with some going back to the 80-20 thing, all right, we can't live on Pop-Tarts and French fries all the time. Do you feel like maybe what you're doing is too hard? Are you trying too hard to get the fast wins? Do you need a little bit more patience? Do you need support and accountability? Do you need something that really works with your busy lifestyle. And sometimes it's like, do you just need to honestly look at your life and how it might be impacting your nutritional decisions? You know, so sometimes people don't realize that the overwhelm in their life is what's leading them to make the poor food decisions. So I think overall, looking at the why it's hard for you to be committed is the most important thing. Now, I mean, I could keep going because I have a whole bunch more questions, but I am going to wait. And I'm actually just going to pop over to the chat and see if there was any other questions that might have popped up in here. And I just see Bruce, you've been super active. Bruce, things are going great with Scott. I do love the way things are going with Scott right now. I'm looking forward to the update show today. Bruce also commented that calories in, calories out definitely does do the job. However, your body is more than just numbers. Your body is more than just calories. There's a lot of things that factor in to what you're eating and also what's going out. So in fact, you and I, Bruce, can do the exact same workout, but I might burn more calories than you. So just something to think about. Bruce, where are all of your friends? I love that you also plugged a little bit of the 100 words of fitness. I see eat meats and fruits, nuts and seeds, some starches, cookies as calories allow, no veggies. Oh, that's hilarious. So that's a little play on the 100 words of fitness, guys. If you guys have ever read the 100 words of fitness in CrossFit, it's eat meat and vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, no sugar. And so that's a little play on that. So hilarious. Just looking to see if there's any other questions except for Bruce's wonderful stuff. Do it jiggle. Not really sure what you mean by that, dude, but if you want to answer me on that, I can definitely help you out with that. All right. So I think that that's pretty much all I want to cover today. Like I said, I want to kind of save the rest of these questions for next episode. I've got some questions on how to lose belly fat, how do age and hormones impact your fat loss goals? Is cardio or strength better for fat loss? Overcoming plateaus, supplements. I got some other questions. So stay tuned for the next episode. But if any other questions pop up, the last thing that I'm going to say, I almost forgot this, is if you are listening right now live, I am giving 5 people the opportunity to get a free assessment from me. I usually charge for these, but I am right now offering a free assessment where I will go over exactly what is missing from your diet, help you build a nutrition strategy to get you the results you might want. So if you are somebody looking to take advantage of that, you are going to need to DM me online. So Cheryl Nasso at Instagram at Cheryl Nasso on Facebook, or you can send me an email at Cheryl at MyFitBodyRx. There's also a link in my show notes for a nutrition strategy call. So if you go there and you fill that out, and at the very bottom, you just click assessment, the top 5 people that I reach out to are going to get that assessment. So that's pretty much all I got for today, guys. I hope you guys are all having a great day.